life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Okay. Well, it's a women's safety package, and it's a commitment of in excess of $100 million by the government to keep women and children safe at home, safe on the street, and safe online. The package is basically broken up into two major parts. The first is practical initiatives to keep women safe, including, for example, trialling with states the GPS tracking to keep abusers away, safety buttons for women that link directly to the police, working with telecommunications companies to provide safe phones for women so that they can be, you know, safe from tracking and harassment. But the package also contains funding to improve frontline support. So, for example, including training for frontline workers, doctors, social workers, community workers, emergency department staff and the police, because often they are the first person that a woman will go to. And look, the most recent example of where there was an issue was obviously Tara Brown, the 24-year-old in Queensland the other day, who went to the police, told them her story, and unfortunately was turned away. So in terms of the practical application, items to keep women safe, but also to improve frontline support for those people who come into contact with women experiencing domestic violence.
Minister, all of that sounds great. Let me just pick you up on one, the GPS tracking of the abusers or alleged abusers.
Yes.
How is that going to work? Is that going to be court ordered?
Yes, it would be, because you'd need the court order, obviously, to track the person. But, for example, in a number of states already, they utilise this technology for high-risk sex offenders. So it is already done. So we want to now work with states who are happy to partner with the government to see how we can now translate that same technology over to those people who are at risk of almost killing a woman. Because often what you'll find is this. A person is, say, released from jail. And they're released from jail because they're actually not a threat to the community, but they are a threat to a particular individual. And this is where a GPS tracking device can assist in understanding where that individual is at any point in time. But can I just make the point, it needs to work in conjunction with other measures in the package. So, for example, if the woman stays at home, we need to ensure that she has the appropriate safety devices at her home. So, for example, the panic button, the CCTV, the locks are changed, the floodlights are put on. So the packages work together.
How long will it take to get all that up and running? Because what you're talking about is coordinating a series of agencies, and in the past, they've always been sluggish in getting action happening.
Look, the wonderful thing today is I have received numerous messages from my state and territory women's ministers and first ministers, and they have said, Michaela, please call me. We need to be part of this. So the will is absolutely there from the state and territory governments. They will be the ones putting their hands up to partner with the government. But a lot of them are already doing this in relation to, as I said, the high-risk sex offenders. So in terms of where they are, it'll be much easier to partner with them and to get things up and running far quicker. But in relation to those states and territories that may not be already doing it, the fact that they're putting their hand up and saying we need to do it means that we can now put in place those mechanisms to get this up and running. So there are some elements of the package which we can do almost immediately, say getting out safe phones to women, working with the eSafety Commissioner in relation to, you know, keeping women safe online. And there are the other parts of the package that will take that little bit longer. But again, this is a fantastic announcement today, and certainly the goodwill that I'm receiving from the states and territories, from the sector, is just fantastic.
Minister, I have no doubt this had got underway and was virtually about to be announced by the previous Prime Minister, but how important is the symbolism that this is the first major announcement of a new Prime Minister?
Oh, look, absolutely fundamental to giving a clear message to all Australians, and I'm going to quote the Prime Minister from this morning, it's un-Australian to disrespect a woman. That's from the Prime Minister himself, and he has made it very, very clear that violence against women and their children, that are respect for women, respect for relationships and gender equality are at the absolute forefront of his government. Leadership begins from the top. And I believe today, you know, but 1 week into his government and the very first cabinet decision of the Turnbull government being the endorsement of a substantial women's safety package, I hope sends a clear message to all Australians, enough is enough. You're seeing leadership that has continued on from the former Abbott government, and I do want to compliment the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott for everything that he did in relation to domestic violence. We have a new government, and at the forefront of our agenda, though, is disrespect for women. Enough is enough.
Minister for Women, Michaela Cash, thanks indeed for your time.
Absolute pleasure to be with you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.